I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Australian lawmakers promised to overhaul gun legislation following Sunday's terror attack at Bondi Beach in Sydney. One advocacy group says Australia has seen more than 3,700 anti-Semitic attacks since the Gaza War started 2 years ago. While attackers around the world target Jews for slaughter, Mike with Global Catalytic Ministry says gospel workers are targeting them for salvation. Pray that believers will keep their eyes on Jesus during this politically divisive season. Meanwhile, laws and cultural expectations in Egypt require Muslims to remain in Islam. Egyptians born to Muslim or Christian families are recognized by their names, reflecting the customary separation between the two religions. Eric, we met with Uncharted Ministries, says the country's public schools are primarily operated as Muslim schools, which can make schooling decisions difficult for Christian families. The story continues at missionnews.org. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. I'm Ruth Kramer.